Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Welcome to Being Green. Lake Naivasha, just a few hours' drive northwest of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, is famous for its flamingos and hippos. But the lake is being invaded by water hyacinths, which are threatening the livelihoods of local fishermen, snaring up their nets and boat engines and killing off the fish. The alien weed is a huge problem in South Africa as well, the most invasive plant species in our freshwater ecosystems. I'm joined now by Joseph Inguthiru, founder of the Kenyan startup Hyopak Ecotech, which has developed a way to turn the invasive plant into bioplastic. Joseph, thank you so much for joining me on the program. It all started out, I believe, as a final year engineering project at university. Tell me how you came up with the idea.
Thank you so much for having me. So some time back, my classmates and I were on a class trip in Lake Naivasha here in Kenya, and our boat got stuck in the lake for a couple of hours because of the water hyacinth weed surrounding our boat. And I come from Nairobi, where hyacinth is not particularly a problem, but it was the first time I was seeing a real suffering by fishermen who were trying to get their boats through the thick, dense mat of water hyacinth. So I went back to school and I told my lecturers that, you know, I would like to study this more for my final year project. And when we did that from school, we made a video of it, posted it on Twitter, then left school. But after leaving school, the video got watched by the right people in the right places, and it soon gained attention. And the attention made us try to focus on that project that then became a startup, and here we are today.
Wonderful story. And you were studying engineering, I believe, and you work in collaboration with local fishermen on Lake Naivasha. How does this work with them?
Yeah, so the fishermen are the people who are predominantly affected by the water hyacinth because they can't do regular fishing. Their boats get affected by navigation and everything else. So we kind of employ them and create green jobs for them to harvest the water hyacinth and to dry it on site. So the fishermen have a community-based organization that they are part of. So we work with the community-based organization, which then gets to have this sorted out. So that's how like our supply chain looks like. And when they harvest and dry it on site, then they transport it over to Nairobi, where we then do the normal conversion and everything else happens.
I believe it involves taking out the fibers of the water hyacinth. What is the process?
Yeah, so after the drying, we crush the water hyacinth to become extremely fine powder, which is a rather simpler process. Then after that, then the chemical conversion comes in, where we get the cellulose out of the hyacinth, the fibers mostly. Then we're going to add proprietary binders and our own additives to extrude that and make the final products that are going to be sheets of biodegradable material that can then be used for packaging on various types of applications. But the process is rather mechanical on one side, but the harvesting is done manually.
So what do you make with the end product?
So currently our products are used for agriculture and particularly for forestry. That's why we have a big niche in the Kenyan market, because in Kenya there is a ban on single-use plastic bags and single-use plastic products are going to follow suit. But there was no proper alternative that was made. And for agriculture particularly, they need these bags that are used for planting trees and seedlings. And the current ones that are being used, plastics, that are still exempt, are being smuggled in from Uganda. There's a big need in our Kenyan market because we have also a government initiative that's going to be planting 15 billion trees, and that means you need 15 billion seedling bags. So we make those planting bags for seedlings. That's our biggest market. And also we are working together with courier and logistics companies to package their products so that they can reduce the carbon footprint that is involved in the logistics industry.
So essentially, you, as you say on your website, using one environmental problem to solve another, plastic pollution.
Yes, definitely. And doing that while creating green jobs and creating a good circular economy.
What an extraordinary project. Thanks to Joseph Inguthiru, founder of Hyopak Ecotech, which, by the way, won a Prototype for Humanity Award at COP28 Climate Conference. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye.